Hello, today's Tuesday, May 7th, and this is your reminder, starting now. Mother's Day is this weekend if you're in the United States, so don't forget to get something for your mom.
I still don't understand why Mother's Day is different. Who decided? I guess Mother's Day in Europe existed first.
Maybe? I
I
don't
don't know.
know.
When did Mother's Day come around? Engagement challenge.
Does somebody tell us? Because we don't know. Also, you may notice we have some wine on the table today. Because Wendell's not here.
I remember to buy wine. Everybody who remembered to buy wine, raise your hand.
I did actually go to buy wine, but I couldn't find any port wine at the grocery store. I didn't
Right.
want to go to
Well,
the next city over.
we will share the Santa Margarita, which is delicious, once you've finished your.
Yeah, there's not a lot left of this. We drank a little bit of this on the stream because I wanted Wendell to try it, but I bought it like a month ago.
And that means I won't reach maximum drunkenness, but maybe that's for the
That's
best.
probably for the best.
Maybe not. Thanks. I hate it. Oh.
You not really feeling the wine
I
today?
do. I love. I mean, this really does taste more grapey than any wine I've ever tasted. But it's just wine's not good.
I
Terrible.
think this is pretty good.
Terrible drug. It gets the job done though. Obviously, Wendell's not here. Did you already say that? You
You're already drunk.
she already said that. Let's get right to it. Let's talk about the FCC. Can you see that headline? It's pretty
Oh, this one's
big.
big. Motherboard has good headlines. FCC commissioner demands answers from AT&T, T-Mobile, Sprint, Verizon on phone location data. The demands are the latest move to pressure telecom companies who said they would stop the sale of location data to third parties after Motherboard's coverage.
You're gonna have to read the sub headline.
I did, though.
Wendell always reads everything on the
He does,
page.
yeah. He does.
He also calls out who the source is, and I don't know why he started doing that. I think he wants to be more professional.
Well, maybe too, because some people like to know who it is, but you can see it on the screen. I guess if you're listening in your car, like
There's
on a podcast.
a one tab. Anyway, this is a Jeep Pie. I always like to start out the news with the Jeep Pie news.
See, I think that starts the news out on a depressing note, but.
Sets the tone, right? And he is months later demanding answers. And this is about the bounty hunter thing, where they were selling location data to third parties who were selling it to whoever wanted it, and you could pinpoint everybody's location, and the bounty hunters were chasing down their bounties. Still
So,
legal, he wants answers.
I say, who is pressuring Ajit Pai more than the people who's already paying him? Like,
I guess so. He's a Trump appointee.
yeah.
He has to hedge his bets now if Trump doesn't get reelected.
That's true. That's true.
Although who
But I
would
mean, couldn't he just go back to his cushy job at Verizon? Like, he's done a good job for them for the 4 years or whatever.
you probably get more when you go back to Verizon the longer you've assisted them,
It's
right?
true. I guess you want to go for the full eight if you can, if
Well,
he comes back.
let's do a government corruption drink. Everybody's favorite kind of drink. If you don't know about the drinking game, I'm not going to repeat it.
I'm taking small sips. He's taking gulps.
Work through it. You know, we got some of that hipster beer in there too.
We do. And
We
I have Kahlua, too. I was going to make a Kahlua
could just
coffee.
mix a bunch of alcohol and get really sick.
We've got like so we do drunk news. It's very seldom. Last one we did was like way back in like December, and there's like a whole collection of alcohol gathering in the fridge because we never finish all the alcohol we bring.
I always wonder what the new hires think when they open that
I
fridge.
know, and it's like it's full of booze. It's like they're gonna think we're drunks. We
What
don't drink that often.
kind of place is this?
Yeah.
Continuing on FCC news, remember when Ajit Pai came out with that broadband map and he was like, everything's good, man.
He's clearly never been to Eastern
We're
Kentucky.
rolling
Like,
out the
never.
broadband. And literally everybody else in the universe said, no, that's wrong. You're wrong about that. And it's provably wrong. Well, guess what?
It turns out the FCC drastically overstated, in quotes, U.S. broadband deployment after all. Surprising no one. She buys it. Was wearing it, though.
Sweating.
Sweating it. I can't see it from here. It's a tiny headline. It's the sub-headline.
Yeah, so this is they had that one company that they maybe just filled out their paperwork wrong, or maybe they were just lying on a grand scale, but they put like 100% for all of their numbers and they didn't have anything. So it was overstated, and Ajit Pai is admitting now, it's like, oh, just a clerical error, but we're still doing really good. at this broadband rollout.
I don't think so. I don't think that's true at all.
Well, that's why you don't work at the FCC, Krista. Because you don't know.
Apparently he didn't know either, according to that headline.
Remember last week when we talked about the NSA maybe wanting to pull back on some of that data collection?
Yeah, they're like, oh, that was maybe a bad idea.
But then this week, they actually reported how much data collecting they did.
NSA says warrantless searches of Americans' data rose in 2018. Yikes.
That's not good. Let's see if we can quickly find the numbers. 28%. That's more than a quarter.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. And 7,512 in 2018, 9,637.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, no, that was 2017 and 2018. My bad. 2019 hasn't happened yet.
That's true. Well, part of it has.
So, yeah, they are more and more doing the warrantless wiretaps. And this is supposed to be...
It's for our protection, Ryan.
Yeah, because it's overseas stuff.
That's totally for protection.
Inevitably, Americans get caught up in that, and it's secret, and blah, blah, blah. You can't fight it. Although, they are getting sued constantly.
Wow.
And that's one of the reasons they cited for maybe getting rid of some of those programs, because the lawsuits are really overwhelming them.
They're probably more expensive than like keeping the staff on who handle all that.
And they're probably really not getting anything for their money.
Yeah.
And the thing that they want to... Oh, let's... We got to do a government corruption drink. Government corruption drink at home.
I wish I had some dark chocolate for this. Like a real snob.
Fancy. You're going to go to the cheese counter and get some cheese?
So when we bought this bottle of wine, it was with my fiance. And that helped because I had someone with me. But like, we actually talked to an associate who helped us pick out this bottle of wine.
Oh. Do you think that associate feels good about that? It's like, oh, I helped somebody today.
No, he did. He actually like sat and talked to us for like 20 minutes. Like, we just wanted to be shown where the port wines were, but we learned where they were made and like which ones were good and which ones were bad and which ones to get into after you decide you like it. And it was probably a little too much information, honestly, but
yeah. I had that experience when I got my taxes done, when I told him my job title.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, let's talk about antiquated technology from when I was in college that is completely meaningless.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, let's get these taxes done.
I want to go home.
I got to get out of here.
I want to stop crying because I have to pay all these taxes.
I'm mad at the government stealing from me, and there's no air conditioning in this building.
There's let's no air go. Conditioning?
No.
You went to like the worst H&R Block.
Literally, I think maybe the worst H&R Block in the history of H&R Block.
I never have those kind of issues like when I've been to the ones that I go to.
Well, listen, maybe they saw me coming. I don't know. Terrorism is what the NSA is protecting us from.
Yes.
They spy because they love.
Mm.
You know what? It's like right now, my cats, I'm feeding them on a schedule. They're very angry about it.
How are your cats doing? Let's do a cat update. We're off the rails, really, but like...
Well, the audience doesn't know that Little Toast has had some stomach problems. He went probably 4 or 5 days without pooping. Then he vomited, and then there was some blood, so he had to go to the vet, where he was given an enema and a fecal loop. I didn't see
it. That sounds as terrible as it is.
I didn't see the enema, the fecal loop. He did not enjoy. And it turned out there was just some backed up, rotten nastiness inside of him. I don't know why. So he's on prescription.
Does that seem to be helping?
I mean, he's just as happy and playful as he's always been.
But
so,
his tummy's not bloated up again?
No, he seems okay. And here's the important thing. I'm a poop inspector now. Like, I'm studying that litter box, like the Dead Sea Scrolls. And it seems like there was one poop that was kind of liquid, but then went into log. And that's what I want.
Just a slow transition.
I want to see the transition. But
get your return on investment for that vet visit.
I have to, it was like $300.
Yeah.
I have to feed them separately, and they cannot stand it.
So they just meow. Do you put one of them in their room and just like close the door?
Well, I have to stay with one of them.
Yeah.
But the other one freaks out. Now, Toast, Crouton just won't eat.
Oh.
He'll just scream. Toast will eat, but he'll meow while he eats. And I got to get it on video because it's the most adorable thing you've ever heard.
It's like a little kibble coming out.
So look for a video of that on Level 1 Cats, if I can capture it tonight.
if he remembers after this.
But I think they're doing better. Anyway.
Sorry, I completely derailed you.
On the topic of terrorists, YouTube is doing their part.
Google says it's reviewed over 1 million suspected terrorist videos on YouTube this year. The company says it spends hundreds of millions of dollars yearly on content review. X doubt.
Now, if you've done 1 million, and this is the first quarter, then we can assume that you'll do 4 million per year.
In theory.
And so they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm assuming that means there's at least 200 million because it's hundreds of millions, right?
Yeah.
So it costs $50 to screen one video for terrorism? Is my math correct there?
That sounds right. How much do they pay people per hour? I mean, I guess, are all those videos an hour long?
I don't think so. I don't think ISIS has that much output.
No, I don't.
Maybe. But even if it's an hour long, is it like 45 minutes of feel-good content and then a little bit of terrorism
at the end. It's like 1 second, you just hear, and then it just cuts. Also, I realized we left the air conditioner on, so the air conditioner has some thoughts about that, too.
Oh, yeah. The air conditioners are...
I'm going to turn it off.
They're showing their age. It's going to get real warm in here, especially with the drinking.
Actually,
it's right here. We're leaving this in, too. It's going to be a long video this week.
Hopefully that humming noise is gone, so you guys won't complain about it. Or maybe you'll find something else to complain about, most likely. But at least you won't hear that in the background.
This is as non-professional as Level 1 News gets.
Yeah.
And that's how you like it, some of you.
Some people are like, where's Wendell?
Some people are humorless.
Yeah.
Now, Kirsty, you're afraid of the black hole.
I am afraid. It's coming for me.
The existential dread of the black hole.
Someone did Photoshop that picture that you described.
I don't remember.
Where it's from The Shining.
Where she's like the black hole coming through.
That was good.
What about an asteroid strike?
I'm somehow less frightened of that, but that's probably more realistic.
So realistic, in fact, that...
NASA head expect a major asteroid strike in your lifetime. I can't read the subheadline because it's too tiny.
It says, visions of space rock slamming into Earth aren't just for dinosaurs in Hollywood movies.
Don't they usually have some sort of warning, though? Like, NASA keeps a pretty
right.
tight
Actually,
look at that.
This week, I think this, well, it'll be this week that these people are listening to this. They are doing a simulated asteroid at NASA.
Oh.
So they're acting as if catastrophic asteroid is coming for the Earth.
Like, are they going to have, you know how we have, like, the tornado sirens here? Like, is there going to be an asteroid siren?
Well, I mean, it would have to be everywhere, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, wouldn't it? I mean, I'm assuming how big are we talking here, like?
No, they're simulating, like, catastrophic.
A major,
size.
Okay.
Now, they do talk about there was an event in Russia or someplace.
I remember, like, a year or so ago, I think we did a story on it. The dash cam caught that giant asteroid coming across the sky.
So,
or meteorite, I'm not sure. I forget the difference between the two. Someone will tell us.
It mostly burned, but whatever hit shattered windows.
Yeah.
And there were actually like injuries and stuff, but it was all broken glass and pressure related injuries.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like the asteroid hit somebody.
And crushed them, yeah.
So, oh, it's the Tunguska event. Oh, that was 1908. That was a different one.
No. Yeah. So there was one that was caught on a dash cam like last year.
Chelyabinsk in 2013, a 20-meter meteor, 65 feet in freedom, exploded in the atmosphere. Oh, it didn't even hit the ground. It just exploded in the atmosphere and shattered windows.
That's insane.
That's
why we need the asteroid siren.
So 20 meters or 65 feet. So I think they're simulating something a little bit more...
large than that.
Dangerous than that.
Wow.
So, yeah. April 29th, 2027. That's when it's going to happen.
Wait.
Plan accordingly. That's like...
Is it their estimate?
Yeah, that's like the average, I guess. 1 in 50. So, I don't know what you do about it. Although, India has that... they shot those satellites out of the sky. I'm sure we have that.
Something like... There's someone in an arcade machine right now preparing asteroid defense.
Missile defense. They got the roll ball. We got the roller ball in our arcade machine. It stopped working.
Oh, did it?
Oh, crap. I don't want to reboot it. So, you know, just live as if this every day is your last, right?
Yeah.
Because it is. Because the asteroid
is coming.
Or the black hole, one is going to get you. Don't worry about heart disease or cancer or automobile accidents. None of that. No. Asteroid.
Your health, you know, making sure your liver stays healthy.
I don't think getting a little bit drunk once or twice a year. I think we're way ahead of the game here.
Probably.
I don't know how much you drink outside.
Almost never.
Yeah. Because alcohol, I'll say it again, terrible drug.
This one tastes okay. But it's a sipping wine. It's not a...
I'm not talking about the taste as much as the side effects. It doesn't last very long. It's a terrible drug. NASA has also come to the conclusion that there was a mystery. Because some of our space programs...
It's a lot of mysteries in space, Ryan.
Well, this one was a mystery that didn't ever got to space. Because things failed on our space missions. And we said, why? Why are these things failing? It doesn't make any sense. We did the math. We did the tests. Should be fine. It's not fine. Why not? Well, now we know.
NASA says metals fraud caused 700 million satellite failure. Who?
Metals fraud? It was aluminum.
Oh.
The aluminum company was faking the safety results. Yeah. So they were like,
Where were they sourcing the aluminum from?
You know what? I think they mentioned the name of the company.
Don't buy aluminum from whoever this is. If they're willing to defraud NASA, and NASA does so much for us, what would they be willing to do to you?
SAPA Profiles Incorporated falsified thousands of certifications for aluminum parts over 19 years for hundreds of customers, including NASA.
They are probably done, right?
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, they're gone.
Oh,
they're gone.
Somebody's going to jail for this.
Yeah.
None of these were manned missions. These were just satellites. But can you imagine?
If it had been a manned mission, like, yeah. That would... Oh.
So, I don't know if SAPA Profiles, like, smelted the aluminum or if they just tested it. But for whatever reason, they were lying. Probably getting paid under the table. And you'd think it's like, hey, let's see, this one's going to Cape Canaveral. Maybe we should put real aluminum in this one.
No. You know what? We don't have time to sort through that. Most of this is fake aluminum anyway. Just send it down there.
It'll be fine. As Wendell is wont to say, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
And it's not fine.
As often as not, it's not fine. Just like NASA.
Just run that update after we, like, right before we leave today. It'll be fine. It's not fine.
5G continues to be in the news, and it's a big war of who gets to build it, who gets to be involved in that 5G infrastructure, who can we trust, who's working for the Russian government, who's working for the Chinese government, who's working for the American government, who knows? But
probably all of them.
There's been a conference.
Western allies agree 5G security guidelines warn of outside influence.
You know who got to come to this? All the Western nations and European nations, well, they're Western. And I think maybe Japan was there. Kind of everybody,
except
not you, China. China didn't get to come. Sorry.
They're like messaging Japan. They're like, hey, you want to go out and get some sushi later? And Japan's like, oh, I got a thing, bro.
So this is all they're talking about, like, how are we going to keep this secure? Is this Huawei thing real? I mean, that wasn't on the agenda, but I'm sure that it was talked about. And everybody's worried about 5G. So they're trying to set up some standards, and China doesn't get a vote.
They should be worried about 5G, because I've already seen advertisements for it on the television.
What's out? Was it Chicago that has one? Or more than one? They got, like, a cluster in one city.
But, like, Chicago. Why are they running ads here?
Because it's coming.
It's totally going
to
happen.
They want you to go ahead and buy a new phone.
To be ready for
5G. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that big 5G logo pop up. I was like, what?
So Huawei has... The UK kind of like went soft. And they were like, well, we don't really trust Huawei. But you know what? They can make some parts. Maybe not like the mission critical firmware parts. But just some attachments and stuff. Why not? Why don't we let them do that? And the US says, hang on, bro.
U.S. will rethink cooperation with allies who use Huawei. Official. That was a strangely worded headline, but...
Yeah, they like to do that.
It's like a colon official. Like, an official said that.
That's their source, but they can't name them. Because they made it up. I'm joking. Reuters. Yeah, so the U.S. is saying, hey, I'm not naming anybody in particular, UK, but if you're talking this shit about letting Huawei participate...
Great Britain.
We might have to rethink some things. Not going to say what. Relationships may change. And... in response, the EU says, oh, you know what's dangerous? Yeah, maybe Huawei's dangerous. You know what else is dangerous?
EU's Tusk warns of risk and rise of U.S. tech giants. It's really easy. Like, I kind of, like, skimmed over this headline. I thought it said, like, Elon Musk warns of risk. I just, my brain just kind of, like, automatically...
That would be a bit of a...
Switched it.
Hypocrisy.
It would be, yes. A little bit of hypocrisy. That's why I was kind of like, wait, what? And I had to do a double take when I read it.
But they're saying, the EU's saying, hey, you know, if we're worried about Huawei, why aren't we worried about Google and Amazon and Facebook? Look what they've done. Look what's provably true.
But I get to see pictures of my grandchild on Facebook.
That's true. Oh, excellent point that you bring up. When will Krista Jr. be posted on Facebook? Will you share her with Facebook or will you protect her privacy?
I don't know that I will. I'm like paranoid about that kind of thing.
You should be.
I don't know. That's not a problem I have to deal with yet, but I feel a little uncomfortable with sharing pictures.
Well, what if she does something adorable and you want to?
I know.
What about Twitter?
You can do it. Well, I don't, yeah, I would never put a kid on Twitter. Not with you weirdos following me.
Well, how's Facebook different? Oh, they don't know who you are. Oh, yeah. You shouldn't challenge that.
Yeah. I mean, I can set it up so only like certain family members can see it. But I mean, the Facebook will still have the record of that image. I don't know if I like that.
The Facebook is how old people.
I know. That's why I was like, oh no.
We did a T-shirt website one time. There was like these people, and they're like, we're going to do a T-shirt company. It's going to be about our dog. We're like, why is your dog special? And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Look at this dog, you know.
I remember this client.
This was before you.
Oh.
So she gave me all this stock photography, and it was all her kids with the dog. And I was just like, are you sure you want to put pictures of your kids on the internet? And she was like, what do you mean? Why wouldn't you do that?
Because anyone can see them.
So we did it. It was not a successful company, by the way. I got some of those T-shirts. I think I threw them away when I moved.
Oh. Well, you really enjoyed throwing stuff away when you moved, so.
I did. And I was like.
Purged. I can't wait to do that.
I was like 195 pounds in those days. There's no way I was crawling inside those T-shirts. Modern day. The EU, no, this is the UK, and I wish they would just like break up or don't, because I'm tired of figuring out. But this is the UK HMRC, which is Her Majesty's something something. It's got to do with taxes. And while they're talking shit about Huawei and, you know, stealing data and so forth, they're also doing this.
HMRC to delete 5 million biometric voice records. Biggest user deletion of biometric data by government comes after HMRC obtained data unlawfully, according to privacy regulator. I can't read it that well.
But, well, let me tell you what happened. This is their IRS.
Yes, I understand that.
You know how when you call up the IRS, you're not talking to a human being.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
You're going through like the...
20...
Right.
Automations,
yeah. And
I'm so tired.
Because it's the IRS or whatever they call theirs, there's like a security protocol.
Yeah.
So they would let you go through one time and prove who you are, and then they would record your voice, and then that could be how they recognize you the next time. Totally illegal under GDPR. Totally. They did not do any kind of consent. They didn't give any guidelines about when they were going to delete it or how long they were going to keep it, whether they'd share it. It's got to go. Got to get rid of it.
But they'll probably like keep that somewhere backed up, right?
Oh.
Just secretly.
Absolutely. Maybe not them, but they'll pass it off to the, you know, MI whatever. MI6? Is that the thing it's called? Who cares?
It's British. I don't know.
And the other thing that the... British security people are dealing with is Mr. Julian Assange.
You didn't skip it back. I noticed, switch. But I didn't say anything.
Preview.
Julian Assange gets almost a year in UK prison for skipping bail.
Here he is skateboarding.
I was going to say, what is this video?
And some like tiny shorts.
That's a very tiny short for a man of his age distinction.
In a small room. I get the impression that they hated him in that embassy.
It seems like he was kind of a jerk.
He seemed like a prick.
Yeah, like a major one.
But you shouldn't go to jail for being a prick.
No.
And you probably shouldn't go to jail for
whistleblowing
that he did. But he is. Now, he is in jail for bail, skipping bail. And that, I don't think he's really worried about that. He's more worried about the extradition to the U.S., where he will be Guantanamo'd and waterboarded till the end of time.
Most likely.
They're still fighting that. But in the meantime, they describe the prison he's in as like a really rough prison. He's in there with terrorists and stuff.
Ooh.
For jumping bail. He's going to have a bad time.
Most likely. Do you think that the prison that they designed is better than the one that I designed?
I think, well, it's because it's in the UK, it's probably been around for 800 years. So probably not. Yeah, it's probably some ancient building.
It's an old castle or something.
But I don't know. Maybe. Our UK audience can tell us about the construction of whatever the name of that prison was.
I love prison architect.
Let's do a quick round of stories about AI and facial recognition as they relate to government, because this is the government section after all, not the robot section. And first, let's talk about Amazon. Remember recognition with a K? It's like your name. Ugh. A useless K.
No, I C is the useless letter.
And recognition.
Is it an S? Is it a K? Who knows?
Recognition is in use by police departments.
Amazon's facial recognition technology is supercharging local police. Do you think they're like all lightning-y, like a charged creeper?
It's supplying more oxygen for their combustion. Because that's what supercharging is.
Yeah.
So yeah, they are, this details a story about Ace Hardware. And a woman who stole a canister of welding fuel.
For totally, like, she needed it for welding,
she said,
right?
She needed to fix her car. She was doing some welding. It was valued at $11.99. She didn't have the $11.99, so she took it. And Ace Hardware contacted the police. The police took the footage from the cameras, fed it into Amazon, got a match, went and picked her up. Super easy. But it proves that they're now using this for everyday police work. And here's the problem. Not super accurate every time.
Well, I was going to say, what if she had like a twin? Or, you know, are there scenarios where...
Like R. Kelly.
Oh, man, that would be the worst twin to have, I think.
He has a twin.
Does he really?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's pretty bad, though. Like, I mean, you know, like, what if he works at, like, a bank or something? And it's like, oh, don't you like to piss on young girls?
Well, up until the child molestation charges, probably a great twin to have.
Yeah. And then it was like, oh, wait.
And then if you look at that chart, it was like steady growth.
Didn't his brother, like, always kind of denounce him, though? Like, he always knew what he was, or?
I don't know. I don't know the R. Kelly story.
Saga.
The argument against recognition is false positives. What happens if you have 90% accuracy, but that 10% is a huge number when it comes to people who are locked up unfairly?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's just something we don't do in America. Yeah, right. We're not supposed to. The Constitution is supposed to protect us from that. But this happened.
Teenager Osman.
I think he's Asian. Osman Ba?
Sues Apple for US $1 billion over facial recognition error that led to his arrest. Are we going to read all the sub-headlines like one
no,
of those?
No, we're not
now?
Going
okay.
to.
I could, if you really want. I can actually read this one.
Here's what happened to Usmane. I bet it's Usmane.
I don't actually know. But.
Somebody in the audience who speaks whatever...
This is
the South China Morning Post, so I think he's Chinese, at least ethnically Chinese. He's probably American born. What happened to him is he got a driver's license or an ID or something like that, and it was a non-photo ID.
That probably is like a child's ID, right? Or like a so like if you have to fly and you're underage.
I think it's like a learner's permit or something, but yeah, I don't know why it's a non-photo ID. But anyway, that's what he had. And I'm quickly scrolling. I can usually do this while Wendell's talking, but I can't do that now. So you know what? Just read the story. But I'm going to make up what I kind of remember from it. Anyway, he lost it. And his theory is somebody found it, and because it was a non-photo ID, they photo ID. I guess you have to give them ID to get into the Apple store in some places. So this guy used that ID to get into an Apple store and then stole a bunch of stuff.
Oh.
So from that point on, his name was tied to shoplifting at the Apple store. So he walked into an Apple store and four alarm, you know, they call the cops. And this guy ends up having to deal with this. And so he is suing, saying that their surveillance system, their facial recognition system is broken in this way, and he's had to suffer for it.
I'd say that, assuming they can prove all that, he probably has an open shut case there, right?
Open and shut, perhaps.
Also, if someone was like, I have to see your ID before you can enter this store, I think I'd just be like, no, I'm just
gonna
go.
Have you seen the videos of the people stealing everything in the Apple store?
No.
I
don't look at our shoplifting like some people do.
I haven't been there in a long time. I have a new favorite subreddit. I can't say the name of it. It's about drinking water. What they'll do is, like, there'll be this band of people who comes in. They just pull their hoods up, and, like, eight or nine people will come in, and in unison, like, somebody will signal, and they just grab everything and go.
And they just run?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they're probably not going to chase you. If I was an Apple Store employee, I would not chase.
When they get outside, they just split. So maybe you catch one or two. You're not going to catch them all.
That's crazy.
Just like Pokemon. Now, the thing that I don't think that is maybe a little disproportionate here is the $1 billion he's asking for.
Nah, that's a little high.
A little high.
I mean, Apple can probably afford it, but...
No, I don't think they'll pay it. I think they'll settle, and the settlement will be somewhat lower than $1 billion, but he will be happy to take it.
I would be happy to take, like, $1 million for that case.
So I don't think I'd go for $1 million. Because you're going to pay 50% in taxes. Like, the tax bracket for $1 million in a year is crazy. So you're going to need to, I'd say you need to get five. If I was going to do a settlement, five would be,
that'd be the
number
sweet spot.
I would not go under. Because you're going to take home 2.5 of that for sure. And that's...
And then you can buy your bunker.
I wouldn't even bother
with
the
bunker. In
the
hills of Eastern Kentucky.
No, I would just retire and invest
it. Live with
your
cats?
Yeah. My cat,
your poopy cats.
My cats that cost $300 per poop from now on. If we can't figure out what's wrong with Toast, ridiculous.
Maybe he just has a food sensitivity.
He's been eating the same food all his life.
That's what happened with Rue, though. Like, Rue's been eating turkey and venison, Rachel Ray dog food since she was a puppy, and then just abruptly had an issue with it. And now she eats a sensitive stomach lamb and rice.
But this is gentle. This is sensitive stomach formula. How much more can we go?
Maybe it's just got an ingredient that the cats can't process.
I'll tell you, though, he fucking loves wet food. I gotta start giving him some wet food because they enjoy it so much.
You're gonna start that investment now?
What am I gonna do?
Get the raw food. Oh my gosh, you're gonna be like a
what am I gonna do with my fur babies?
Rue doesn't get wet food very often. Now and then.
He's been very loving, though. I think on some level he recognizes that
you're caring for
that
him.
We fixed the horrible pain that he had.
Yeah.
And he's very happy about it. Maybe I'm just projecting. Palantir. You love Palantir because you love everything that's even tangentially related to Lord of the Rings.
How'd you guys like the title for last Friday's news?
We debated whether or not to go with that.
I didn't debate. I said, let's do that one. And
I can't remember the one I came up with, but...
We had some good ones. There was a lot of good ones last week. A lot of good candidates.
But Krista was like, no, we got to do the Lord of the Rings one.
Yeah.
We got to. Anyway, Palantir is another one of these crime recognition, you know, face camera type of deals. And when we had the first arguments about it, some of the people that came forward were like, hey, you're going to use this to deport people. And we can't have that because enforcing those laws is not allowed for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And we won't get into that because, it gets us engagement if we get into that. But I don't want to argue.
Just take a drink of wine there.
I just want to say that Palantir got caught doing it.
Palantir software was used for deportations, documents show. Surprising no one, because apparently everyone predicted that well before it happened.
So they made a big deal about, no, we're not going to do that. They did it.
They did.
And I don't know if we can say that they did it, but ICE partnered with them.
I was saying, Palantir just made the tool, and then they just sell it. I mean, that makes them kind of scummy, but like...
But if, I mean, if you partner with ICE, what do you think they're going to do with it?
Yeah, they're just... They want to see who they can make friends with. Maybe they can fast-track their... their citizenship paperwork.
But it is kind of like, okay, I can see where Palantir sits on this, in that that is the law. Like, nothing, nothing illegal happened here. This is how it's supposed to work, according to the law. But the zeitgeist has kind of turned against it, so.
I don't know.
I don't either, but I am.
Are you feeling it
I'm
yet?
I'm feeling a little bit, but I'm going to have to get into the beer if you're going to have some of this wine, because.
I'm still nursing a little bit.
I know, which.
I'm taking my time.
You're disappointing the viewing audience. They want you to
Me to start getting giggly like I usually do.
Yeah, they want you to get, like, good and lit.
This isn't probably a full glass just yet.
What is...
Once I finish this, it'll be a full glass.
Maybe you know. You probably don't know because you're almost as out of touch as I am. But this will be an engagement challenge. What is the modern slang for being drunk?
Wouldn't it be wasted? Lit?
I think those are both old because I've used those all my life.
You've used lit your whole life?
Lit, yeah.
I don't know.
What was that?
I don't drink much, so I don't know.
That Buck Cherry song? But that was about cocaine. Anyway, let's talk some more about surveillance. We know that China uses a lot of surveillance. So much surveillance, in fact, that whole cities are built on surveillance grids. What's the worst that could happen when you have that?
Not anything. Security labs exposed the Chinese smart city surveillance system. Thousands of facial recognition scans were matched against Chinese police records. Oh.
That's right. An open database for the entire city showing facial recognition. Embarrassing. So this kind of showed, I mean, it's not surprising, I suppose, but it really fleshed out exactly how it all worked. And you can go, there's pictures of, like there's a map. And this is the database entry that you get access to. You would expect they, of course, you can't read that. It's not clickable. I'm sorry. And you kind of expect what kind of things are in here. But some of the unexpected things, facial recognition made assumptions about ethnicity, including those Chinese Muslims that they're so intolerant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the cameras.
That's been in the news a lot lately.
Maybe they wear like headgear or something like that. I'm not sure about those people, but. The camera in some way would make assumptions about what ethnicity
they
and
were,
what affiliations they had.
And then tag them in that in the system.
And once you're tagged, then it's tracking you everywhere. So this, using, if you pulled this database, you could put together a timeline of everywhere somebody went within that given time.
Yikes.
And this was exposed for months. So when you talk about, if you're pro surveillance, if you're pro, like this
is anyone in our audience pro surveillance?
There might be one or two people. Then you have to remember that things like this will happen, and not just the quote unquote good guys will have access to it. We haven't been taking government corruption drinks at all.
We haven't. I'm about to finish my
Pound
first
it.
Glass.
Do it. Oh, feeling it?
It tastes good.
Why don't you top off?
I don't have any more. I've finished it. This didn't have a whole lot left.
Well,
in it.
Why don't you get into the Santa Margarita?
Just give me a little bit so I can taste it because I might not like it.
Why don't you do it yourself? What am I, your manservant?
Yes.
It's good. It's grapey.
Oh, that smells terrible.
That smells like alcohol and grapes.
Well, I also mixed it with what was left, so it's like kind of a pinky color. I don't know if they can see
that. That's disgusting. Just get that down, yeah, and then...
Oh. That smells like farts. Smell it.
No, that's fine. It smells like wine. You're smelling alcohol.
It smells like farts.
Man, let me tell you, Toast had some brutal farts.
Spicy.
They were like just...
Spicy.
Toxic. And I would rub his little belly. Oh. I guess it would work something loose.
Right in your face.
But they're totally silent, so you never see them coming. You know what else you don't see coming? Vladimir Putin. He's like a ghost.
Oh, he's a bear. That's the Putin signs law to create an independent Russian internet. That seems,
We knew this was coming. They cleared it through all the various whatever their House and Senate are over there. Parliament. I guess they go to Parliament, right? And we knew it was coming, but he has finally signed it. So what this says is that an ISP has to be insulated. You have to be able to cut it from the outside world and just operate within Russia should the need ever arise. So.
Should the need ever, meaning pretty much whenever we feel like it.
Exactly. Zombie apocalypse, nuclear war, whatever. You can still visit your local Russian sites.
Have you seen the trailer for that Chernobyl show? Looks like it's going to be good.
Is it about the...
the Chernobyl disaster.
The accident?
Yeah.
Did you know? I think we talked about this on the news. They... so the Chernobyl area was off in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And so they couldn't get people with families to move out there because no one wanted to move their family out there because they had, like, you know, kids and in school and everything. There was nothing there.
Yeah.
So it was all young people. So it was like nuclear plant by day, not club by night. People just getting wild.
Not wild.
Yeah. Maybe that led to something. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. Someone came in hungover to work.
That'd be a cool storyline. I hope they go with that.
Yeah, I actually don't know a whole lot about how it happened. So I think that'd be interesting to learn about. Yeah. You read about it on Wikipedia, and it's like...
are there any big names attached to that? Actors that we know
of? The guy who played Captain Crozier in AMC, the miniseries, The Terror.
Which one with Crozier?
The alcoholic captain.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, he was really good. He's one of the leads, I think.
But wait a minute. Is he going to do a Russian accent? It's going to be in English, right?
Yeah, it was. All of this, there was comments, like, people were like, wow, it's great that all these Russian characters have English accents. Like, it's really convenient.
Oh, in Canada. Now, Canada, you got to give it up to Canada in some ways. Because as often as not, the news from Canada is good. As far as, like, you know, citizen rights and that kind of thing. But today...
not a good day.
Not the case.
Right to repair bill killed after big tech lobbying in Ontario. The bill would have been the first in North America to empower average people to repair their own devices.
Average.
Is that like people like Wendell? Because I don't know if Wendell's average, but...
Wendell's not average. No.
He might be average in some circles.
So the argument here was, as with most of the right to repair stuff, they have to give you manuals and tools that they use. They have to sell them, and parts, replacement parts.
Similar to how they do with cars.
Exactly. So the big tech people came in and they made all these arguments, some more nonsensical than others, and we'll talk about those later on. But they made it, and they got it killed. They did away with it. So,
so they made some really dumb arguments, but then they also opened their checkbook and they're like, hey, how much does it cost to make it go away?
You got to think that that happened. And, well, we'll just do a quick preview because we're going to talk about the story later. But one of the arguments is normal people, average people, normies, as they refer to them.
They don't say normies.
Are so stupid, they could injure themselves trying to repair an iPhone. That's the argument.
Isn't that the argument for, like, cars as well? I mean, cars are certainly more dangerous than an iPhone.
They argue, like, the battery. They talked about the battery. But a car battery, I think...
way more dangerous.
More...
much larger.
More issues.
Yeah.
If possible. And we're allowed to change those out.
And so. Moving out, you know, like, the engine has a lot of moving parts in a car, but we can tinker with that. I don't...
what's weird.
That's strange. It's almost like they just paid them.
So...
not that that would ever happen.
Now, we talk about how we order the stories. You know, you go from the U.S. The U.S. is most important.
Of course.
Always.
Yeah.
Then you do EU and UK. I treat them the same. You know, until they...
until they break up.
Until they sign the paperwork, I'm treating them the same. And then you do China, because China's always, you know, big in the news. Then maybe there's some Russian news, usually some Russian news. And finally, India.
Google pulls TikTok from Play Store in India following government order. I have a visceral reaction to the TikTok logo, like, in this story, just because I see it on the bottom of GIFs all the time, and it makes me irrationally angry because it blocks out part of the screen.
It's got that 3D
effect, it's supposed to be, yeah.
Which is unsettling to look at.
It's weird when it's layered over a video. But
so, according to the Indian government, TikTok is being used to promote pornography.
I could actually kind of see that.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's true, but I could see that.
I don't know how much TikTok vets, but you would think because it's Chinese that they would have a lot of control and filtering. But maybe not. In any event, TikTok is out. This was Play Store, and there was an update to this article. App Store also pulled it. So, no TikTok for the Indians. Sorry, bros. Krista, you don't play the Xbox.
I don't play the Xbox.
But you do play online games as a girl.
I do.
And you do experience...
Not as a man, as it turns out. I play it as a woman.
Well, you could if you wanted to. In the modern era, nobody gets to tell
nobody can tell me. On the internet, no one knows.
But you do, when people like find out you're a girl, you do experience some sexism, perhaps.
Usually, so I don't get on the mic very often, but when I do, usually people think I'm a young boy. And they tell me, you know, go back to school.
Probably not a lot of respect for that either.
No.
I mean, I respect...
Either way, yeah.
I respect women infinitely more than young boys. I have zero respect for young boys.
That's pretty much true in my game. There's actually a username who I see pop up in my games for time called Respect Women. He does not respect women, as it turns out.
What about the guy who was on the Overwatch stream that you love?
Toss, TAS. We're both play around like the plat level, and like every time I see him either on my team or on the enemy team, we always say hello to each other because he's super positive. Like, no matter what game he's in, he's always super positive.
But he's rare. That's a rare...
That's a rare player in Overwatch.
Because of that, Microsoft has felt the need to actually spell out what's okay and what's not okay when talking trash.
Xbox has new guidelines on how to talk trash without getting banned. Microsoft's new community standards say Xbox gamers should...
Don't read this up, Helen.
Should trash talk by saying that was some serious potato aim. Get wrecked.
Did you read this article?
I did not
see it. I would like you to voice act...
You're going to Zoom.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I hit the mic. I'm sorry.
Here we go.
Control plus. Hit it. Oh, you can go a little more. There you go. Oh, that's perfect. We're literally in the mobile version of the site now. Get destroyed. Can't believe you thought you were on my level. That was some serious potato aim. Get wrecked. Spelled out, not R-E-K-T.
So stupid.
Only reason you went positive was you spent all came camping. Try again, kid. Cheap win. Come at me when you actually drive without running cars off the road. That sucked. Get good. And then come back when your kid's over one.
KD.
Oh, KD. KD ratio.
So that gives you a flavor of what's okay on the Xbox Store. Now, not okay, of course, expletives, you would guess.
Yeah. Slurs.
Yeah, any kind
of... There's lots of slurs sometimes thrown out.
Yeah, any kind of gender or race or
homophobic
sexuality.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also no religion.
Really?
Yeah.
I've actually never been targeted for my... I mean, it's not really something that comes
but
up
I don't
game,
even,
but
I don't even think you can, like...
You Christ follower,
put,
you.
You can't put your religion forward either.
What do you mean? Like, so what if you had like a username like Christian 123?
Well, that could be a common name as well. So I probably wouldn't flag that. But I mean, I wonder, because when you lose like the Super Bowl, what's the first thing they do when they win the Super Bowl? They do the point to the sky, right?
Yeah. Some do, not all.
That's pretty common. But I don't know. I don't know where the line is. Maybe you could do a video about that. Maybe you could like evangelize on the Xbox and find out if you get banned.
I don't think I would get banned. I think I would probably get called a lot of names that aren't in the guidelines, as it turns out.
Well, one of the things about the... Well, you know what? We haven't had a drink in a while.
I'm going to try and drink this ass.
Just put that down and then get some fresh and see how you think. What you think about it. You did not tip the glass far enough. You want to... You want me to get, like, take it down to, like, a quarter and then you drink from the bottle? You
want
to do that?
No, I don't want to drink any more of that.
This is good.
It is not good. It's so sour. It's not even a little bit of sweetness.
Chat, she's mixing it, and that's... Well, yeah, there's not a lot of sweetness, but regular wine isn't sweet, Krista.
Listen, I drink port, Moscato, or Riesling. All of those are sweet.
You got any more of that pink stuff?
I do have some pink stuff in the fridge, and I've got Kahlua. I might make some Kahlua and coffee for the next episode.
We got, well, like six stories left.
Yeah, we're kind of going slow, so this is probably going to be a long episode.
I'm going to go ahead and just get ripped. And then next episode, can start out with the Kahlua, and I'll get some of that hipster beer.
That sounds good.
But first, let's talk about zombie apocalypse. The thing that worries me the most, like right now, you turned off the air conditioning, it's getting warm.
It is getting a little warm, but it's for the viewer's sake.
So
it won't be noisy.
A world without air conditioning and like cold water.
Hot water? I'm living in a world without hot water right now.
Have your hot water fixed yet?
No, they haven't fixed it. Wow. I have to call them Monday.
Yeah, but you've just been living at hubby's house.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So that world, it's like, do I want to live there? Is it even worth living there? And maybe we're closer to that than we thought. Let me read this one. Cyber event, in quotes, disrupted U.S. grid networks, Department of Energy says. What kind of cyber event? We don't know.
Robots, Amazon droids running into the power lines. I actually think it would be absolutely miserable to live without air. I mean, I think everyone thinks
without
that without air conditioning. That's not really a hot take, but like, maybe for people who live in other parts of the United States, they probably won't think that would be that bad, but like, in Kentucky, in the South,
you know, there are
during
people,
summer, it's just like you walk outside and it's like you're covered in hot soup.
There are people in the Discord, the PGP Discord, who are in Europe who don't have air conditioning.
What parts of Europe do they live in, though?
I don't know. Probably like, you know.
Britain, I could see maybe, because I don't think it gets super hot there.
I think it does, though. Like,
I think it's in the 80s, but it's not like super humid and like jungle like it is here.
I don't know. But anyway, we don't know what happened. We know it happened, I think, around like March. But they're just saying, hey, something happened. There was a cyber event. I don't know what that means. The power didn't go out, but something happened. So
now is as good as any time to invest in solar. I actually would love to get solar panels for a house one day. By the time I get a house, though, they probably won't have the tax credit for it.
Well, you can still...
could still invest in it.
Save money.
And do it.
I don't know. You know, Musk is doing the fire sale on all his solar properties because they're basically bankrupt.
I wouldn't mind having solar. Just you know, as a backup.
You got to get up there and clean it, though.
Be all right.
Really?
It'd be fine.
When was the last time you climbed onto a roof?
Actually, college.
Really?
Yeah. There was a roof you could get access to if you knew how to from the art department. We got in trouble because we threw pumpkins off.
But that was an industrial building.
Yeah, it was. It was a.
I'm talking about a sloped.
Yeah, it's not
residential
sloped.
Roof.
Ours was not sloped.
Getting up there with a broom,
a squeegee in my.
Let me tell you, you're not going to want to do that. You're not going to want to clean your gutters. Homeownership has a lot of
downsides.
Negatives.
Listen, I've been living without hot water for 3 days. So listen.
Oh, that's because you won't take your landlord to task.
Listen,
it's this cheese counter mentality, Krista.
I called them Monday, reported that there was a burning smell around my hot water heater. Didn't hear anything from them. Called them again Thursday. They wouldn't pick up. Finally went in again Friday and was like, listen, there's something wrong. They finally sent someone over. They replaced the hot water heater. Didn't actually test it, and I don't have hot water.
Have you called them since then?
They're not here on the weekend.
Well, they have an emergency number.
I didn't call the emergency number. It's a derby weekend.
See?
No one's going to pick up on the derby
this
weekend.
This is the cheese counter mentality.
They don't know what the derby is. The derby's the Kentucky Derby.
I think, you know what? I think people in other parts of the world know about the Kentucky
Derby. I don't know.
Oh, yes. They absolutely do.
Because my mom used to live in a different state, like in the West Coast, and she said that like she would talk about derby weekend, and everyone's like, what are you talking about?
People know about the Kentucky Derby.
But if I just said the derby?
Chat.
If I just said the Derby without saying, like, horse racing or Kentucky, would you know what I was talking about? They're probably all going to say yes. That's going to be a top comment. I'm going to look like a fool.
You know what? I could make one of those brutal comments that you always make about me.
I do love to make those brutal comments.
I'm better than that. I'm not going to do it.
Do it.
Let's talk about the dark web.
All right. Law enforcement. Look how good this headline. Law enforcement seizes dark web market after moderator leaks back-end details. Credentials.
So this
so good at reading.
This is not a mistake. This is Wall Street Market is what they called it. I'd not heard of the Wall Street Market. This was just another Silk Road type You know, drugs, guns, whatever.
Whatever suits your
human
fancy.
Trafficking.
Humans.
So it turns out that the people who operated the Wall Street market took all the money and left. $14.2 million in cryptocurrency.
Ooh, I can't whistle, but that's...
And really?
No.
And and then after doing that, posted the site credentials so that anybody could get in as the administrator. Just burned it.
Wow.
Yeah. Screwed everybody. Harsh. They were also apparently doing some ransoms where they wanted like $700 just to not give your information to the feds. So...
It's,
be careful with the dark web.
You as know. It turns out, people on the dark web, not people who are concerned about you or your security.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this next story, this filled me with rage Friday.
Oh,
or was it Friday or Saturday?
Tell us about it.
I think it was Saturday night. A glitch is breaking all Firefox extensions. This happened to me. While you're browsing, all of your extensions disappear. So I use a dark reader, which turns the web to like a dark mode. That broke. My ad blocker broke, Ghostery broke, no script, all of that stuff disappeared. And it was due to this glitch. I can't remember what it was. It was something with like the date and time.
Security certificate. Expired.
It was like as soon as that time rolled over, it immediately expired, and then right. All your stuff expired.
There was no way for you to fix it. All you could do was...
Wait. And it came back randomly Saturday. It was crazy. It was
came back on desktop and on mobile. It took longer. I think it is back now.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It was very frustrating.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had...
I was like, oh, don't make me install Chrome, Firefox.
We've definitely had customers before where they didn't renew their domain and somebody got it.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to negotiate that. And those people who get those know what they've got.
Yeah.
And they hardball that.
I've had to explain that to clients like when they're first starting out and getting a website. And they're like, well, we really want this one. I'm like, well, someone has that. And they're like, well, can we just ask them for it? And I'm like, yeah, see, when that happens, they know. They're going to ask for a lot of money for that.
Well, I did a negotiation with one of those guys one time, and the client was like, well, let's just pay whatever he wants. And I was like, no,
we're
not doing that.
Yeah.
Just wait like 3 weeks, and he'll be back. And he was.
Yeah.
Git repositories. Everybody uses them, and this actually affected all of the major services, GitLab and Gitbucket, GitHub. All of them, and here's what it was.
A hacker is wiping Git repositories and asking for a ransom.
A ransom. I think he wanted, was it like 250? 570. 0.1 bitcoins. Non-trivial amount of money.
Yeah, that's a decent
that's
amount
like
of cash.
2.5 poops from Toast.
Oh.
$300 per.
Yeah, okay.
She's getting
that's how much the Dyneema tarp I want is worth. It's a ultra light human fiber tarp.
So yeah, this is not a vulnerability. At least nobody thinks it's a vulnerability. A lot of these people, when they ask them, they're like, you know what? I was using a really simple password. Probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Or they had posted work that had their credentials in it.
Somewhere, yeah.
Bad move. So watch out for that, or you could be targeted by it. What they'll do is they'll delete your repository, but they'll keep a copy, and for whatever, $750,
they'll restore it, yeah.
Yeah. If you buy a laptop in the modern era, most places, not all places, are going to fill it with bloatware.
Yes.
Just garbage. You're going to have to format it first thing you do when you get it. And, of course, the assholes in our chat are going to be like, well, I'm going to put Linux on it anyway. Doesn't affect me. You're fun at parties. But anyway.
They don't go to parties. Maybe they do. I'm just teasing.
It's a good thing to do. You know, they're not wrong because of stuff like this.
Dell laptops and computers vulnerable to remote hijacks. Another security flaw in a vendor's bloatware apps puts users at risk.
You're just seeing if you can at this point.
Yeah, I could. It's a light font, but I can read it.
So this is the Dell Support Assist. It's one of those things that they put on all Dell computers when they sell them to you. And it updates drivers and stuff like that. I think it can do like firmware updates. Mm-hmm. if you need support, it can do like a live support chat thing. But it runs as the administrator. And I think you see where this is going. It has a problem. It can be compromised. And it has administrator privileges.
It can do whatever it wants.
You're fucked. There is an update, but the correct update is to remove it.
Just don't use it.
Microsoft had an email breach. I think we talked about that, right?
Did we?
Let's assume that we did.
I don't remember that, but that might be the glass of wine.
Outlook, a glass.
Yeah, I had a whole glass.
You had a...
It was... Okay, there was like this much left in the bottle.
A hint. Oh, you mean like the exact amount that's left in mine?
Yeah. That's a glass of wine.
So the negative of the amount that I've had? Although there's some in my cup.
Yes. I've had a glass.
Loser. What are you like? You're probably less than half my weight. But yeah.
But how much... How many alcohols are in yours by percentage?
This one's fairly low, actually. It's delicious, but it's not...
It's not delicious.
12.5.
19%.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is sharp.
A port wine alcoholic. I watched that little Asian lady from the Epicurus channel. Good. She's great. I love her.
She was adorable.
I forget her name.
She was not attractive, but she was adorable.
But she knew her stuff, though. She was really good.
She knew.
She was the one who... I watched her video, and she recommended port if you like sweet wine, and I went and bought some on her recommendation. She was right. It's
Epicurious, good. Changing lives. Anyway,
sorry.
The Outlook... We didn't know what they were after with the Outlook thing. Were they just hacking? Well, no, it turns out they had a mission.
Microsoft Outlook email breach targeted cryptocurrency users. You want me to read the subline? Because I can't.
No, I don't.
I'm going to. Earlier this...
You're not a cryptocurrency user.
Yeah, I'm not. Motherboard always like casually name drops themselves in their sub headlines.
Yeah.
They're like, we reported on this earlier. Motherboard did this.
Like Wendell. It's Vice. Well, I mean, Vice is...
We're flexing on Wendell this week.
Vice has turned into a horrible, horrible thing.
They used to have some interesting...
Oh, content. Vice was great in the beginning. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know where they went wrong. Anyway, they would go in, and if they could find emails about cryptocurrency, about your accounts at various cryptocurrency services, then they would use that to get your credentials, log in, intercept the two-factor, and steal. One guy said he lost $25,000.
That would buy that sweet plot of land.
Not quite.
No,
I mean, it'd be down payment and quite a, like half the payments. I think that's sold anyway. I told you.
It was pending.
I'll go half on that.
I want some place I can live, though. I don't know if I could build there.
You can build there.
But could I live there year-round? Because it's in the Daniel Boone National Forest.
You could. You just can't have internet.
That's true. That would be a big downside.
If you lose
huge satellite, downside.
Do satellite internet.
Oh, no.
Well, what do you, I mean, other than playing Overwatch, what do you need?
We latency. Play games all the time.
Come to the office and do it.
That would take, like... 40 minutes from that location.
Not even. You can do it in 20.
That's bad. Maybe in your fancy car.
Not on these roads. You know, there have been three wrecks on that road that I take to go home. It's like every time it rains, there's a wreck.
People don't know. That road's pretty straight, though. Like,
I don't know how
that... It's like, I don't understand how that happens. Up. Yeah.
But they do it every time. I'm just waiting for my turn.
Hopefully not anytime soon. Not at all.
Exposed databases. Mm. You got to have one a week, right? So here it is.
Cloud database removed after exposing details on 80 million U.S. households. Exclusive. The clash included information on addresses, income levels, and marital status.
Ooh. Do you think they know that you're engaged?
I feel like someone probably does. Because, well, I get ads sometimes. I noticed I got ads yesterday for like... stationary and stuff, even though we've already printed our invitations.
Did you update your Facebook?
No, I don't think I did.
Oh.
I mean, I told my family, but...
Are you even serious if you don't update your relationship status?
He doesn't even have a Facebook, so...
That you know of?
No, he used to. He deleted it.
Oh.
He doesn't use it.
Are you going to share passwords?
I know most of his passwords.
Oh. That is not secure, chat.
Listen, I needed to get pizza.
Well, I mean, that's not a really...
He uses the same password for that. And
well, that's not secure.
No, it's not, but that's what he
you're
does. Just,
you're burning him down here.
Oh, chat. Sorry. Yeah, he's going to be embarrassed.
Anyway, another cloud database. They didn't mention who. Actually, I don't think anybody knows who this was, but it just had 80 million U.S. households listed, and we don't know why.
Alexa?
No password.
I don't know. That's, I'm trying to think of who would have that kind of information, but...
That's half the U.S. households, which seems weird, because we got... How many people we got? 400 million?
I don't know. When's the last time they did a census?
I don't know, but 80 million households being like 160 million households. Well, I guess double that. I don't know.
Drunk math. Who cares? Really working out.
Who cares how many households there are? Stupid households.
The census department.
Single homeowner master race. Two cats.
Two cats. Two children.
Two, one of which can't poop.
Well, he's pooping all right now. He's doing fine. He's fine.
I like this headline. Because we talk about this a lot. Not to get into the we told you so territory, but...
Yeah. Well, no, this is a funny headline.
We talk about how Huawei... There's some hypocrisy in the Huawei narrative.
There is.
And the Register points it out.
Sinister secret backdoor found in networking gear perfect for government espionage. The Chinese are... Oh, wait. It's Cisco again.
This was Cisco and... This was something about you could get root access through SSH key. Yeah, they had an SSH key. You could get in. The SSH key pair was present in the device. So only one of those keys is supposed to be there. The other one's supposed to be secret. Not the case.
It wasn't secret.
So
they didn't keep it secret. Keep it safe.
If Cisco builds the 5G infrastructure... Are we any safer than Huawei?
I'm imagining the rapper building the 5G. Cisco.
Oh, wow. What happened to him?
He wrote the thong song and disappeared. Thong. Yeah.
Was he really a rapper, though? He was more like a hip-hop.
Yeah, I guess R&B hip-hop is probably, yeah. I don't R&B. Know what happened to him.
Rap is hip-hop, right?
I kind of wish Wendell was here because I want to know if he knows the thong song.
Oh, yeah, he does. Rap is hip-hop.
You're very certain of that.
But R&B is also hip-hop. But rap is not hip-hop. R&B, right?
I don't know the distinctions, really.
Well, Cisco does. You think he's still living off the royalties? How many times... Okay, here's a question.
It's been used in TV and stuff,
Here's an engagement challenge. How many times a week, worldwide, does Thong Song get streamed?
I haven't listened to that song in years. Surely no one's listening to it.
Oh, somebody is. Somebody's listening to it. What about wet t-shirt contests at the beach? They probably play it, right?
I guess. Do people still do that?
Oh, yeah.
He says with a confidence he doesn't feel.
Listen, Krista. Some things age and some things pass out of popularity. But boobs will never.
No, but wet t-shirt contests?
Like I say. Boobs will never not be popular. You can always sell a product with boobs. DJI. Do you know what DJI is popular for?
Yeah, cameras and drones.
Drones.
Yeah. They just released back in December, a tiny baby, it's almost the size of a pen camera. I was looking at reviews of it last night.
You know what the problem is with those drones? They've been busted wide open.
Ooh.
Oh, if you got a DJI drone, ooh, you got a problem. Why do you have a problem? Because of this.
Why is this all in all caps? Chinese developer arrested after compromising every single drone accidentally posting DJI's private keys on GitHub. All caps.
Oh, like we were just talking about Cisco. The key pair? Only one of those is supposed to be public. He posted them both by accident. This is like a
junior. Yes, it's in quotes.
This is like a junior developer. He's been let go. But because of that, every drone out there, people have the keys for it now. Which begs the question, should DJI have had access to your drone?
No, but that's the world we live in now. That little baby pocket camera, it was cool, but you had to hook your phone up to change any of the settings because the display on it was so tiny you couldn't do much with it.
Right.
And it was At that point, why not just make it slightly larger, but I don't know. It was a cool product.
Good for a spy cam, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's cool because it kind of had, like, the gimbal built into it, so, like, it was very stable image, but the sound quality was terrible on it.
You ever see those, they're USB chargers, but they got a little pinhole camera in them?
No, I've not seen that before.
Oh, those are, every time I see a USB charger, I'm like...
A little nervous about it.
Camera?
Yeah.
Because can you imagine, did you see the video of, the Twitch chat? We'll always post videos like this, but it was in Namibia. Is that the African country?
It's an African country. I don't know if it's the one you're thinking of.
But that is, yeah. It is if it's an African country. I didn't know the name of, like, how to pronounce it. Namibia, right? Namibia. There are a lot of white people in Africa, rich white people in Africa.
Yeah.
And it was the Theron family. I wonder if it's because Charlize Theron, a lot of people don't know, is an African American.
She is, yeah. She's from South Africa.
But it was a Theron family, and they had hired a local Namibian nanny. And there's a video, and she's just carrying this kid around by the foot. And there's like a what do you call those little, like, cages you put them in? But it's like a... It's
like a crate? Like what Rue sleeps in?
No, it's an open top, but it's like, fabric walls. And
if you hadn't asked me, I could have told you.
Anyway.
It's a playpen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For children.
So she's kicking this kid by the foot, and she just, like, throws it up there.
Yeets him in there. Flops it down. Yeet.
And then, like, she takes a pillow and blankets and just throws it on top of it. And they're catching it all on one of these little hidden cameras. And then she comes back later and just reaches there and yanks it out by the foot. She was let go.
Yeah. Understandably.
Let's reveal how long we took to do this, because
it's probably a long time.
I'm hour 11.
Whew.
Whoa. And we've made it.
You've made quite a dent on that bottle.
I got that much in the cup.
Oh, you've got a bunch in the cup, though.
So I'm probably half in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tomorrow's going to be business, and I don't know what the second.
Robots and AI? Or are we going to save that for Friday?
I can't remember.
Friday will be interesting.
Friday's going to be short, because...
I checked all the stories on Friday, and there weren't a whole lot in nonsense that I saw.
You know what? I did the stories during the week, and I lost them somehow.
Yeah, I noticed that there were not very many when I checked on Friday.
I don't know what happened. But anyway, here we are, and we'll be back tomorrow with business and something. And Krista will switch to Kahlua and Pink.
Well, coffee and Kahlua. I'm going to go make a cup of coffee. Whatever. I'll be back.
I'm going to burn through this, and I might go into a hipster beer.
Who knows? Maybe you should drink some Pink stuff.
Oh, I didn't like that stuff.
Yeah, that stuff's garbage.
You sickly should drink sweet. This is, Pink. You know, a lot of people, this is Santa Margarita, Pinot Grigio. A lot of people in the chat said they like this.
I didn't care for it. It's a little too sour. Maybe it's because I was drinking this. It's very sweet.
You have a high expectation of what wine is going to taste like, and this is like what wine tastes. This is actually, have you ever had Pinot Noir?
I probably have. So I used to work in a liquor store, and we used to do tastings once a week. So, like, we had to learn all the differences, but it's been a long time.
Pinot Noir is a lot more bitter than this, I think. This is a very crispy. Fucking hipster wine tasting words. Alcohol is a terrible drug, but we will abuse more of it for your entertainment tomorrow.
Bye.